What is high-frequency circulation? Circulation is the path people move in a space. High-frequency circulation means those paths repeated dozens of times a day, from bed to bathroom, from entry to kitchen, from desk to outlet. Whether a home is handy depends essentially on whether these high-frequency paths are designed, not on how expensive the sofa is. Most people focus on style and color when renovating, only to find after moving in they hop around the kitchen daily and cross half the room to find a towel. The problem is not aesthetics but circulation not treated as a core variable. The only goal of circulation optimization is to make high-frequency actions shortest in path, fewest in turns, lowest in obstacles. It does not require big demolition, often just moving a piece of furniture half a meter or relocating storage to another wall. The experience differs vastly. This article gives an operable method from mapping to implementation, no designer needed, you can tune the home yourself. Core is to see paths first, then decide placement, not reverse. Step 1, draw your circulation. Before optimizing, map it. Take a floor plan sketch, use different colored pens to trace the most repeated daily paths, wake up route, cooking route, washing route, home put bag route. You immediately see where lines are densest and cross most. Denser lines deserve priority optimization. For example, the among fridge, sink, stove, and kitchen, if you must bypass an island each time, that is a typical high-frequency, low-efficiency triangle. Treat density map as problem map, changes have basis. Also record pain points, where you squeeze sideways daily, where corners trip you, where clutter piles on the route. These are circulation bottlenecks, clear them first for highest return. Mapping need not be precise, phone photo of floor plan handwritten annotations suffices. Key is building path perspective, from then seeing home not as single furniture but how people flow inside. Core triangle, the lifeline of kitchen and bath. The three kitchen big items fridge, sink, stove form a work triangle. Ideal total side length should not be too long, and the three sides should not be cut by passage or furniture. The first step of circulation optimization is often to make this triangle smooth. Common mistake puts sink on island at the end of circulation. Each vegetable wash must cross the operation area. Correct is to let take wash cut cook form continuous non-backtracking flow, no obstacle needing detour in middle. Bathroom same. Toilet sink shower if scattered on three sides, morning evening peak washing becomes back and forth run. Move sink out, concentrate toilet and shower, significantly shorten high frequency path. Core triangle principle in one sentence, let highest frequency action finish within smallest radius. Smaller radius less daily walking, the highest cost performance action in circulation optimization. Storage nearby, things should be where they are used. The other half of circulation optimization is nearby storage. An iron rule, items should be placed near the point of highest usage frequency. Slippers at entry, tissues by dining table, charging cable by bed, not uniformly stuffed in a far cabinet. Nearby storage eliminates the extra path of special trip to fetch. When common items are at hand, you reduce dozens of meaningless walks daily, long-term accumulated time and energy considerable. Group by usage scenario, not item category. For example, breakfast scenario puts coffee cup sugar in one place, not coffee in kitchen cabinet cup and dining cabinet sugar in another drawer. Scenarioization naturally shortens circulation. Nearby does not mean pile everywhere. Nearby fixes high-frequency items at the nearest permanent spot to usage point, handy yet tidy. Give each common item a permanent home, return after use, circulation stays stable long-term. Lighting and landmarks, add guidance to paths. Circulation is not only physical path but visual guidance. Night path from bedroom to bathroom if pitch dark, people instinctively avoid. Furniture, walk slower more carefully. A soft induction footlight makes this high-frequency night path safe smooth. Using light to divide functional zones is also effective. Kitchen operation area bright white light, dining table warm yellow, entry a welcome lamp. Light itself tells the body what to do here and how to walk, circulation thus reinforced. Landmark storage also reduces cognitive load. Fixed hooks, open drawers, labeled boxes once positioned stabilize, body forms muscle memory, completes high-frequency actions without thinking, path efficiency further improves. Lighting and landmarks essence is reducing decision cost. Smooth circulation is not only short distance but each walk needs no thought. When path becomes instinct, home is truly handy. Professional analysis, data on circulation and daily energy consumption. Indoor environment and behavior research measured typical household daily movement. Results show unreasonably laid out homes. Residents' steps on cooking and cleaning related paths can be 30 to 50% more than reasonable layout. Long-term accumulation considerable hidden energy cost. A useful framework is circulation density index, the number of high-frequency path crossing points per unit area. More crossing points means stronger mutual interference of different activities, not only walk more but easier collision waiting detour at junctions. Comparing two housing types shows difference. Centralized open core zone, residents' average moving distance to complete a group of housework shorter, fragmented long corridor type, same housework among multiple rooms, low efficiency easy fatigue. Three actionable metrics, daily high-frequency path steps, phone pedometer estimate, core triangle side sum, keep compact reasonable, bottleneck count, target clear most frequent squeeze and detour points. Sense monthly, circulation continuously improves. Review iteration, home I.